Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, my fellow Ripplers, and Happy New Year's. Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. This is your host, Chris Miles. Welcome you out to a wonderful show that I've got planned for you today. Hey, I just want to thank you because this show is for you and about you, about those of you that work hard. Maybe you make good money, but man, you have not figured out how to get that money working harder for you so you don't have to keep working so hard for money. It's about creating cash flow and freedom and prosperity today. So I welcome you guys to the show. Welcome to this great new year of 2019. And fantastic. I just love being able to serve you guys and excited for what's to come ahead. Hey, as a quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. You can check out, there's got some blogs on there that I've done from a couple years ago, but they're still good today. You know, we've got other stuff on there too. Also, a great ebook if you're looking for ways to find cash today. So if that's one of your New Year's resolutions, is to help your financial freedom in your life, go ahead and do that. So today I want to talk about manifestation. You know, people talk about the law of attraction. They talk about, especially with New Year's goals, the new year, new you. Needs to be, you know, they talk about manifesting your dreams and your reality and your goals and all that kind of stuff, right? And definitely, I know there's a lot of people out there, and maybe yourself is included in this. Either you're a huge fan of them, or you hate them, and you might be getting tired of seeing it lately. You might be like, oh, geez, not another new year, new you, or here's what I'm going to create for this year, or here's my word for the year. You know, that'll inspire me and. You know, it's about growth and all that kind of stuff, right? You know, you're probably getting sick and tired of it for some of you. Some of you, you might be embracing it, and that's perfect too. But I want to talk about manifestation because there are a lot of people out there that really think the whole law of attraction and manifestation is bull. And I don't blame you one bit because in some ways I've thought the same thing. You know, there's been times in my life I thought that as well. And there's been times I'm thinking, wait a minute, like, if this stuff is so good, why are the people that are talking about it the most having the hardest time creating those results? Why are the people that talk about, hey, money flows so easily to me, but they don't have anything flowing to them, right? Or people that talk about how they're going to attract the right relationship, but they keep having crappy ones. You know, all this kind of stuff. There's a lot of talk about it, but not real traction or results. And by the way, I actually am going to do another show just about you know, some of the difference in those people too, but I want to specifically talk about, is manifestation real or not? Is it truly something that works or is it really crap? And so, because I mean, if you're going to be, you know, making this new year, if you're going to do something different, if you want to have different results, there's got to be something there. And I will tell you that the key to this, you know, because people will say like, well, it's about attracting what you want. You know, the law of attraction talks about like attracts like, right? That, you know, things of like nature will attract each other, you know? And so when you have that kind of thing happening that, you know, people tend to group together that are similar in nature, you know, people will find similarities. In fact, I was just watching a video from my memories from a few years ago about why you can't convince people, you know, with facts. You know, you can't, especially when it comes to politics or anything else, you can't convince people with facts because people don't believe you. They see you as an outsider trying to invade in. In fact, you'll actually make their belief stronger by trying to argue it with facts, right? And the key to be able to get people to your own persuasion, right, to be able to help them to even see a point is to get them to think that you're like them, right, that they're just like you. And that's kind of, you know, one of the things we talk about with law of attraction is that, hey, you've got to, that like has to attract like, you know, if you want to vibrate at a certain level, people talk about the law of vibration too and vibrating, you know, do you vibrate at a place that attracts abundance or do you attract scarcity? Do you attract poverty? You know, whatever it is, right? And a lot of people can think that's just bull. And I don't blame them one bit because the people that often teach it don't actually, you know, they have a hard time creating the results themselves. Is because it's not about attracting what you want or don't want. And this is a key point. You got to remember this. It's not about attracting what you want or don't want, although that's part of it, right? You can focus on the things that you don't want and get more of it. This is where self-fulfilling prophecies come in. This is why, you know, waiters, when they wait on tables, if they think somebody's going to be a bad tipper, they'll subconsciously give poor service, and then their mind will want to prove them right. And there's truth to that. Your mind will want to prove you correct. Whatever the belief is, subconsciously as well as consciously, but especially subconsciously, your mind will try to prove you correct and create as much evidence as possible to do that. And, you know, and today I posted a post, you know, and by the way, I'm coming back to this. I'm not leaving you hanging on this one. But, you know, I posted today, I said, you know, basically that, you know, I'm realistic. I expect miracles. That was the post I did today on Facebook. I'm realistic. I expect miracles. And I expected that, you know, some people would be amen and all that kind of stuff. And others would be like, really? Are you sure? And one person, one friend of mine that I know that, you know, I admire a lot. In fact, she said, you know what? I'm trying to work on this. You know, is there something to help with your mindset on around this piece? And the answer I told her is like, yes. In fact, if there's a great book that will support what I'm talking about today, I'm just going to say it now. The book is Positive Imaging by Norman Vincent Peale. So Positive Imaging, really good podcast there. Or sorry, not podcast. This is a good podcast. A great book, one that I've read a few times, and I often read as a reminder to remind myself of this. But great book. I think it's a definite must for somebody's library for books that you need. And so Positive Imaging was a great one and influenced me greatly, especially when things started changing my life. But I'll tell you, here's the thing. It's not about what you want or don't want. For me, personally at least, the key that's elevated and accelerated my results has been not what I want or don't want. It's about what I see. It's not about what you want or don't want. It's about what you see. What do you see in your mind? Because whatever image you hold in your mind, and this kind of goes along with this positive imaging, whatever image you hold in your mind, that is what you attract. If it doesn't matter how many positive affirmations you say, it doesn't matter how many times you read your goals up and down, backwards, upside down, it doesn't matter. All that really truly matters is, can you see it? Can you image it in your mind? Can you create it? Because all things are created in your mind first. I know for a fact in my own life that if I can see something, I can create it. If I can see it, I can create it. And I've seen this happen with my clients, because there's been clients that have all the resources they need to accomplish the very things that they want. But it's almost like a miraculous thing that they tend to repel the very things that they say they want. You know, I've had people that, you know, maybe they've had a couple $1 million sitting around, and then it's like, wait, well, you need to make $200,000 or $300,000 a year. We can make this happen quickly. This could even happen for you in the next 1, 2, 3 years. And they're like, great. And then it comes down to actually doing it. And then there's the block, right? And it's normal. And I think I did a podcast on this either a year or I think it was last year. We talked about breaking through income barriers, right? I believe that was either last year or 2 years ago I did that one. And I'm telling you that that's a very real thing, is that people do have barriers. There's sometimes some fear there. And most of the time you're never conscious of it. You never know that it's actually happening. And you'll wonder why other people get results and you don't. I'll give you an example. I was trying to think of times when I was like, when did I think that manifestation was bogus? Just so you know, so you're clear, if you haven't figured this out already, I believe truly in manifestation and the law of attraction. I believe those are true laws. I just believe that most people don't know how to actually follow those laws to make it work for them. So give you an example. I was looking back to my high school days, and you have to understand, as a kid, I was a very quiet, shy kid. And anybody who knew me in high school, even if they started to see me try to break out of my shell, it was kind of an awkward thing. It wasn't like hey, you've been a teenager before. I'm sure you dealt with some awkwardness to some level or another. Mine was pretty high. And, you know, and so I was a very shy kid. I mean, I would sweat, like seriously get super nervous talking. If there was more than one person there, if there's two people or more in a group, I would get super nervous and not know. In fact, I'd probably talk too fast and get nervous about it. And so, I remember that there was one friend of mine And you know, we were really good friends. We did all kinds of things together, right? We ran in this, we participated in the same sports, even though we did some different things and we had strengths and weaknesses. You know, he was better at hurdles. I was better at long distance, things like that when we would run. I remember, you know, we would have the same jobs. We worked at the same pizza restaurants, you know. But the one thing that's interesting is that if I ever got a job, it's pretty much because of him. Because he would go to the next job and say, hey, here's a better opportunity. You know, here you make 10 cents more an hour. Ooh, look at that. That's like after 10 hours, that's a dollar, you know. So I'd go and go to that job. And he would, you know, I remember in college, he would get a great job. You know, I remember actually I worked for one day at a care facility. And they had to fire me after the first day. It was my first full-time job. I was just after my senior year of high school. And they gave it to me. Then they fired me after the first day because they realized I wasn't 18 yet. Because I was one of those that, you know, I went to college. My second day of college, I turned 18 finally. I had a late birthday. And so they had to fire me because I wasn't old enough, even though they wanted to keep me on. I got that job from him. And then I remember he worked at like a hospital and got a really good paying job there in college. I'm thinking, man, I'm trying to make, you know, $5-6 an hour. And he's making like 10, 12, you know, which to me back then was like, holy rich, you know? And it always seemed like he always got the opportunities and I never did. I was always down on my luck, you know, in that sense, or, you know, I didn't have those opportunities open for me and I had different excuses. I definitely had a strong conscious type thing thinking like, hey, I don't have a car, so can't get the better paying jobs that are outside of my town and things like that. Right. I mean, all those things were excuses and things that hung me up. And when it came down to it, that really wasn't true at all, because as time has gone on, especially as I've learned, and I've learned like the power of keeping an image in your mind and that holding onto that image and creating an image to the degree that when you see it in real life, when it shows up, you're not shocked. You actually think, wait a minute, hasn't this been happening the whole time? And this is what I mean. Like when I expect miracles, expect is the key word. It's not a wish for, or it'd be nice if. It's I expect it. I know that it will happen in its own due course in time. And by the way, when I set goals, I often don't put timelines on them. I don't put deadlines. For me personally, if I don't put a deadline, it works. It actually works faster. If I put a deadline, then I'm setting myself up often for disappointment because, hey, who's to say that I can put appropriate timeline or deadline? Now, granted, there might be certain goals that you need to have a deadline on, right? But, oh my goodness, like it's so much different than that. And so you got to have an image in your mind, and it's got to be the right image that really does attract that thing. So when they talk about vibration, right, and attracting, you know, like attracts like and being the right vibration, they're absolutely 100% correct. You got to be able to vibrate at it. And give you an example, I had a client that only really didn't even finish the process, hired me for a little bit, and then gave up. And this client, you know, I remember thinking, I really had a strong emotional connection. Like I really wanted to help him because he was young. He was in his 20s, you know, and he had a goal to have $1 million business. And I was like, cool, you know, and I should have known because already there's lies. He was already lying to himself, right? I remember he was lying about how much money he was really making. You know, he overemphasized. And I remember he coached the people that also did the same thing. You know, when people have to, you know, lie about what's going on in their life, that should be a clue that they're going to have a hard time attracting anything that they want. You know, if you can't be honest with yourself, and it's okay, you can be positive and honest, just so you know. So this guy is like, yeah, I made, you know, 30,000 or 50,000 a month. And then I find out like, oh no, you collected, but you only collected 10,000, you know, or whatever it might be. Now it's still a good feat, right? That's not a bad thing. But what happened is that he was lying to himself. And so, you know, instead of, you know, making it sound like he was really close to hitting $1 million a year or at least $500,000, it was more like 130,000, 160,000 a year, maybe. It was what he was on track for. And, you know, he's like, no, I closed this much, you know, I closed 100,000 a month. No, you closed in the sense that you had contracts for that much, but they're going to be paying you over the next year or 2 years. So until the money's collected, it's not real, right? And again, there's still the difference between the whole manifesting part, right? Like, which is, hey, I can see it in my mind. Well, for him, like you can't see it in your mind when you're lying about what's true. You know, you can still acknowledge and say, yeah, this is what's been collected. This is what's coming, right? That's a very different thing than saying, I did this, you know? And it's like, no, you didn't, because you know that you feel like you're a farce, right? You feel like you're totally full of crap, you know? And so that's what happened. And I remember we got, you know, close to the end of the year. We had a few months left in the year. And I finally reconnected with them a little bit. And I was like, okay, how you doing? And, you know, they were not even anywhere close to their $1 million goal. Nowhere close. And I wasn't shocked. And I told them, I was like, let me be honest. The reason you're not hitting $1 million is because you aren't at a place where you essentially, like, you're not a place where you think like a millionaire or even vibrate at a millionaire level. I'm like, and I have this interesting sense where I can sense where people are financially. And it's funny because sometimes their income doesn't match up with what they, the feeling I have. But their income will always hit that place. Sometimes people will vibrate at a much higher level than what their income shows currently. And I can always tell those people, I'm like, listen, I can tell you your income is going to drastically increase soon. And then it does. Or, hey, your income's actually going to decrease soon. Or whatever income you're saying in public, I know it's not true because it's not there. You know, you're not there. I can feel your energy. And I can tell them, it's like, you know what? You're not vibrating level. I'm like, 200, 300,000 max is where you're vibrating at, right? This is where you're at. And by the way, this is not the normal kind of coaching I do, but this is what he needed at that time. You know, that's the fun thing about being a coach. Sometimes you have to pull out different tools in your tool belt. Normally it's all strategy and how we create that game plan to get you to, you know, be financially free, right? To get out of that rat race so you can work because you want to, not because you have to. But in this case, it was like, hey, you want to get to $1 million. Hey, I can show you mathematically how to do it. And I did. You know, we talked about the mathematics and how it would work. But I said, but you need to focus more on vibrating at that level, and you are not there. And I remember asking him, I said, what would happen if, let's just say you hit 300,000 instead of $1 million this year? And I remember, you know, remember they piped in, him and his wife were like, that'd be horrible. That's unacceptable. Why? Because it's got to be $1 million. Well, why does it have to be $1 million? Because it has to. But why? Because we want it. That's what we got to achieve. Yeah, but why? And they didn't have a good answer. They really did not. They just wanted it. And I've had other people, especially in their 20s, say like, yeah, like I want to make $1 million. Well, why? Because it'd be awesome. Then I know I've made it. Really? Are you sure about that? And a lot of times I'll tell them, like, listen, this is how I know you've never made $1 million. Because guess what? $1 million won't change you. But you do need a change to create $1 million. And so I kind of brought it to that point. And with them, I was like, listen, like 300,000 is very respectable, you know, for this couple. I'm like, this is amazing. If you're in your early to mid 20s, you make 300,000 a year. That is nothing to be ashamed about. But they were so emotionally attached that it had to be $1 million. Guess what? They never hit even 300,000. And in fact, the business started declining instead of growing. It actually started to go into a slump over the next year or so. And so guys, like, you know, I don't say this to kind of discourage you, but I'm telling you that manifestation is very real. It's very real and can happen because it's happened for me. It's happened for many of my clients. It's happened for many people I know that are friends of mine. It's a very real thing. Even people I don't know, I know it's worked for them. You attract whatever you can see in your mind, and you can hold on to that image and you can see it. It can happen. I know that when I can see it in my mind, I can touch, taste, feel, and everything and experience it in my mind, that is when it happens. That's how I knew I could hit up when I hit my first $100,000 a month. I had to go there in my mind. I had to do the same thing for $10,000 a month. You know, when I wanted my first $10,000 a month, I had to go there in my mind to the point where when I hit it, it's like, oh, this is it? And then after that was $20,000 a month. Oh, is that it? And then I was like, oh, one of my friends hit 50. What if I hit 50? And then I hit it. Just because I decided I wanted to do that. Like, I thought it'd be fun. You know, actually there was zero. I mean, I had financial goals, but that wasn't even the thing that was driving me. I was just like, I want to create it. I think it'd be cool. And then 100,000 a month, same thing. And I had to go there in my mind. And by the way, it took several months for me to do that, to go in my mind before I could hit that a couple years back. And just say, cool. Now I hit a real 100,000 a month. And even cooler when you could replicate that, not just do it once, but replicate it. That's the key. And so that requires holding that image in your mind. And so, hey, when I say I'm realistic, I expect miracles. I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. And I expect miracles. Not just a hope, not just a wish, but I full on expect it to happen. And it will happen. And it will happen at exactly the right time and in the right way and the way that's perfect for me. And I know that's the same for you guys. And so whatever goals you have for this new year, whether it's physical, mental, relationships, financial, business, whatever it might be, just know that all these things can occur. And if you ever doubt that whether manifestation works or not, well, guess what? That doubt is probably the reason why you doubt it. Because the more you doubt it, the more it doesn't work. It requires faith. It requires sometimes a huge leap of faith to say, you know what? I'm going to try this on. What if it could work? What if it doesn't work? This might be the question you ask. Well, what if it could? What if it could work? Why not? That was the one thing I started asking in 2006 that changed everything. It's like, instead of, this wouldn't work. I've never done that before. It started to become, well, why not? Why couldn't I do that? Why not? So the same question I pose to you guys is, why not? Why not expect great miracles to happen in your life where 2019 can be something completely, almost maybe even to the point of not right, even recognizable in your life over the next few years, which I will tell you that is true. It's happened for me. It can happen for you. So for this year, I wish you guys the best. I wish you guys a fantastic new year. I hope that in any way possible that I could be a guide and help to inspire you, to bring you hope, and to know that anything can be created, and even that life of freedom. So I hope you make a wonderful, prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.